الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن حجة لك أو عليك أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the glorious Quran, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. Kitabun, it is a book. Anzalnahu ilayk, which we have revealed to you. Mubarak, it is a blessed book. It is a book full of barakah. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوهُ. So follow this book and abstain. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be showered with mercy. It's a very small portion of the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Quran is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Allah has revealed the book. Anzalnahu ilayk. Allah has revealed the book to the Sayyidul Mursaleen, the leader of all the Anbiya and all the Rusul, the leader of the prophets, the leader of the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal this book to Adam alayhi salam. He did not reveal this book to Isa alayhi salam. He did not reveal this book to Suleiman alayhi salam. He did not reveal this book to Dawood alayhi salam. He did not reveal this book to Nuh alayhi salam. They were great people also. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam are the cream of humanity. But despite their greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the Quran to them. Quran is so great that it was only befitting that it was revealed to the leader of the Anbiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to value this great bounty, the glorious Quran, the noble Quran. He did not reveal the Quran to Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. They were great people. Anbiya, Allahu Akbar. Immune from sins. Chosen souls. Chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Quran is so great that it was only befitting that it was revealed to the Sayyidul Mursaleen, the leader of all the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anzalnahu ilayka. I am the one who is revealing the book, and I am revealing to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this Quran is not only the Kitab of Allah, it is the Word of Allah. Tawrat is the Kitab of Allah. Zabur is the Kitab of Allah. Injil is the Kitab of Allah. Quran is the Kitab of Allah and also the Word of Allah. And the ulama are unanimous that Quran being the Kalam of Allah and the Word of Allah is an attribute of Allah. Quran being the Kalam of Allah and Quran being the Word of Allah is an attribute of Allah. Ilm is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to hear is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being aware is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Alim, the all-knowing. He is Khabir, the all-aware. He is Basir, the all-seeing. So to be able to see is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Sami'. To be able to hear is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Qadir, powerful over everything. It is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadim. Qadim means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not born. He has always been there. Our faculty of intellect cannot comprehend this aqidah. But because this aqidah has come to us through our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so whether our faculty of intellect can comprehend or not, we believe. Once we have believed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and once we have believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme authority, then whatever comes from the supreme authority through his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we believe whether we are able to understand or not. So Allah is Qadim. Allah has always been there. Allah has always been there. And He will always remain. Allah is Azali and Abadi. Allah has always been there. And Allah will always remain. Allah has no beginning and Allah has no ending. That is the difference between the creator and the creation. That every creation has a beginning and every creation has an ending. The creator neither has a beginning nor an ending. Allah is azali and abadi. And every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also qadeem. Every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also azali and also abadi. So the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been there and it will always remain. The ability to see, the ability to hear, being aware of everything, knowing everything, all these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been there and will always remain. There is no decrease or increase in these attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us some of His attributes. For example, we also have ilm. We also have ilm. But He is alim and we are alim. Alim, the one who knows everything. And alim, the one who knows how much? Only Allah knows. And our ilm increases, decreases. Every day our ilm increases and sometimes decreases also. I knew Surah Yasin Sharif by heart when I was young. Today I don't know Surah Yasin Sharif by heart. Unfortunately, may Allah forgive us. Our ilm increases, our ilm decreases. Before, I could remember so many stories of the past, history, history of my family, history of my village. But now I'm getting old. I have grown old and I cannot remember so many details now. Our ilm increases and decreases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was 100% alim from azal. And He will remain 100% alim throughout. And He will remain 100% alim in the abad also. His ilm does not increase or decrease. It's an academic discussion. I do not wish to go into the depth of it. The point I would like to emphasize is that the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran, the kalam of Allah, it is the book and also the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kalam is an attribute of Allah. And once we accept that it is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is aqidah of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the Quran, the glorious Quran, is the kalam of Allah and the kalam is the attribute of Allah, then we have to accept that kalam has always been there and it will always remain. From the time Allah has been there, kalam has been there. And until Allah will remain, kalam will remain. Allah has always been there, so the kalamullah has always been there. And Allah will remain for eternal, for eternity, the kalam will remain for eternity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the revealer. And what has He revealed? He has revealed the book, which is not only the book, it is also the kalam of Allah. It has been with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been with the person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is still with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order for us to be able to understand that kalam, these are code words. Alif, Lam, Mim, Zal, Lam, Kaf, Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. Otherwise we would not have been able to understand the kalam and read the kalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred His kalam to Jibreel. And Jibreel, under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, transferred that kalam unto Lawhi Mahfuz. So the first hafiz is Jibreel. And the second hafiz is Lawhi Mahfuz. And then upon the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam transferred the whole Quran. Another copy was made on the first heaven. That place is known as Baytul Izzah, the house of honor. That is the third hafiz of the Quran. So one copy is Jibreel, the second copy is Lawh-e Mahfuz, the third copy is Baytul Izzah. And from Baytul Izzah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam revealed the Quran upon the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bit by bit in 23 years. So from amongst the humans, the first hafiz of the Quran is none other than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he is the fourth hafiz. Jibreel, then Lawh-e Mahfuz, then Baytul Izzah, and then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. Nazala bihir ruhul ameen ala qalbik litakuna minal munzirin. It was ar-ruhul ameen, a name for Jibreel. It was ar-ruhul ameen who descended with this kalam, with this Quran, upon your heart, O Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you can become included amongst the warners, so that you can become a prophet, a rasul. And the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in learned this Quran from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Sahaba who performed Hajj with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada in the 10th year of Hijrah, according to various opinions, vary from approximately 114,000 to 124,000. From amongst these 114 to 124,000, 10,000 Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in were Huffaz of the Quran. So within a space of 23 years, this Mu'allim and this Mudarris of the Hibs class, the very first Mu'allim, the very first Mudarris, the very first teacher, within a span of 23 years, he made 10,000 people Huffaz. When he left this world, he left behind 10,000 Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in who had memorized the whole Quran from Alhamd till Wannas. And after the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in, thousands of Tabi'in memorized the Quran, and then the Taba Tabi'in, and then those who followed them, and then those who followed them, and then those who followed them. Instead of the number of Huffaz decreasing from 10,000, it always increased throughout history. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is instilling this interest and this urge and this passion to learn the glorious Quran into the hearts of the young people of the Ummah. Ask those students who have gone through the vigorous effort of memorizing the Quran. Ask their parents how much effort it requires. Ask the teachers who are teaching the students the glorious Quran. It is not easy. Despite it being very hard, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants these young people the passion and thereafter the steadfastness until they reach the end. And then we have some young students who opt not to become Huffaz, and we have some who opt to become Huffaz. The one who has opted to become a Hafiz of the Quran may belong to a family who has cousins of his same age, but they have opted not to become Huffaz of the Quran. And he knows that the sacrifice I am having to give, they are not having to give the same sacrifice. I have to wake up very early in the morning while they are sleeping. I have to give extra hours. And it's not only a week or 2 weeks that a person can endure, 3 to 4 to 5 years. Despite that, this young child does not get put off. Sometimes as a result of his difficulty, the difficulty that the child is experiencing because of his natural weakness, maybe his health is not as good as the other children in the family. The parents feel sorry for him and the parents say, "Beta, my dear son, Hafiz is not for you." But no, he says, "No, I want to become Hafiz." So it's not that he is being forced. Parents don't force their children. Those parents who desire that their children become Huffaz, they only motivate them, they only encourage them. Nobody forces these children to become Huffaz. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is instilling this passion into the hearts of these young children, because Allah has taken it upon Himself to safeguard the glorious Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. It is only I who has revealed this dhikra. This dhikra, the glorious Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafizun. And it is only I who will preserve it and safeguard it until the day of Qiyamah. And he is safeguarding the words of the Quran through these young boys, through these huffaz. And he is not only safeguarding the words of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously is safeguarding the words of the Quran. So not a single word has changed. Not a single word has changed. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Various surah begins with Alif Lam Mim. And one surah begins with Alif Lam Mim Saad. So Saad is still there. It hasn't changed. Over 1400 years, nobody could remove that Saad. Allahu Akbar. No Dhamma could change. No Fatha, no Kasra, no Tashdeed, no Sukoon. Nothing has changed. So as far as the words are concerned, they have been preserved, alhamdulillah. Preserved. And as far as the style of writing is concerned, which in the Arabic language we call Rasmul Khat, the style of writing. Because one word in the Arabic language could be written in two ways. For example, if you wish to write Ismail, then you can write it in two ways. One is Alif, Seen, Meem, and Alif. And separate the Ain. Ismail. And another way of writing is Alif, Seen, Meem. And join Ain with Meem. And put Khada Zabar on Meem. And remove the Alif. You can write it in both ways. But the Quran, which is called Mus'haf. Quran is known as Mus'haf. The Mus'haf that we have today, the style of writing is exactly the same that was there during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same style. Rasmul Khat. So the writing has been preserved. There are professional people in that field also. Prophet who look after the Rasmul Khat, the Qurra. The Qurra look after the Rasmul Khat and Qurra also look after the correct pronunciation. So today we have the same words that existed during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same words, same letters in the same order. Alhamdulillah. With the same Rasmul Khat, same style of writing. And with this same pronunciation. I may not be able to recite the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited. I may not be able to write the Quran the way it was written in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I may not be able to read the whole Quran by memory the way it was being recited in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you will always find throughout 14 centuries a few people who would be able to recite the words of the Quran, who would be able to make sure that they protect the style of writing, and who are able to recite the Quran correctly just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited. Not a single year has passed within these 14 centuries where a person could claim that during this one year the world was void of a single qari who could not recite exactly the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited. No. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to preserve the whole Quran from all aspects. See, if there is a missing gap of one month even, that means that aspect of the Quran is gone. Because from where will you get that aspect of the Quran now? Is the khushu, the khuzu, the sincerity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, no one can match that. But as far as the pronunciation is concerned, in every era, there have always been Qurra who recited the Quran exactly as the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Quran. So the Quran has been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in words, in style of writing, in pronunciation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also preserved and safeguarded and protected the meaning of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Allah says that batil, falsehood, cannot come near the Quran, neither from the front nor from the back. The meaning of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran has also been preserved. There have always been ulama, at least a small group, that has passed on that tafsir that was conveyed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that will continue to happen until the day of Qiyamah. And not only that, Quran has been preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in practice also. Throughout 14 centuries, there have always been a group of people who are known as the awliya, who have practiced the Quran as the sahaba practiced. In practice also. So a person cannot say that as far as aqeemus salah is concerned, aqeemus salah, establish salah. And what is the, Allah does not say perform salah, he says establish salah. Establishing salah means to perform salah with its external and internal adab. External adab, to perform salah with the faraid of salah, the wajibat of salah, and the sunan of salah, the mustahabbat of salah, the adab of salah. These are the external adab. If it is a congregational salah, then to perform salah with congregation, this is also adab. This is also establishing salah. And the internal adab, khushu and khuzu. Khushu, khuzu and complete sincerity only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So aqeemus salah, establish salah. So number one, there have always been people throughout the 14 centuries who had memorized this part of the Quran, aqeemus salah. And there have always been people throughout 14 centuries who could write this correctly, who could pronounce this correctly, who could give interpretation correctly. And there have always been people throughout 14 centuries who established salah as it should have been established. Not a single month has passed, not a single week has passed, not a single day has passed when somebody can say that the world was void of somebody who was able to establish salah. No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been preserving the Quran and will continue to preserve the Quran until the day of Qiyamah with its words, with its style of writing, with its pronunciation, with its meaning and tafsir and commentary, and in practice also. So what a great honor for these young children of the Ummah. What a great honor for their families. What a great honor for their teachers. What a great honor for the management of the masjid and the madrasa that looked after them. What a great honor for all those people who are contributing towards this masjid and madrasa. Any contribution that anyone has made in making these four people huffaz, some may be through dua. Who knows, a pious personality may have come to Coventry and one of the parents of the four students may have said, Hazrat, make dua for this child of ours. And it may have been the result of that person's dua that this child is completing the Quran today. Anyone who has contributed, it is a great honor for them. And it is a great honor for this masjid. It is a great honor for this city. It is a great honor for this country. It is a great honor for all of us who live in this world, for all the Muslims. The four students are today, after reciting the final verses of the Quran, putting the whole Quran to memory. Their hearts have become the treasure boxes of the Quran. One desires and one wishes that I wish I was able to kiss that heart, which has become the treasure box of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my friends, this miracle of the glorious Quran gives us great comfort during these times of tests and trials that alhamdulillah we are following the true religion of Allah. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shaan baki hai. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shaan baki hai. Oh, Muslims, do not fear and do not despair. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists even today. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shaan baki hai. This is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That during these times of tests and trials, Muslims are still holding on to their deen. They are still holding on to their Quran, and they have so much love for the Quran that young people such as these are memorizing the Quran, and not only in dozens, in hundreds of thousands throughout the world. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shaan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, Islam is still living. Islam is still living, and it will live till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Because it is the religion of Allah. Allah has revealed this religion to remain until the day of Qiyamah. And if it is the desire of Allah that something remains until the day of Qiyamah, no one can eliminate it. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, Islam is still alive. Abhi Quran baki hai. Quran still exists amongst us from Alhamdulillah wa Nas with all its tafsir. All we need to do, my friends, is to attach ourselves to the Quran. That is what we need to do. We need to attach ourselves to the Quran. It is for this reason I desire that all my brothers and sisters who are listening to me at this very moment understand the greatness of the Quran. Allah is the revealer. And He is the revealer of a book only? No. He is the revealer of a book which is His kalam, which is His word, which has always been there, which will always remain. And through His mercy, He has made it easy for us to be able to read and to be able to understand. When Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam used to come with revelation, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ الشَّدِيدِ الْبَرْدِ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحِيِّ Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, I have seen my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a very cold day, on a very cold day of winter. Yanzilu alayhi al-wahy was being revealed to him. I have seen him with my own eyes. And what was his condition? Wa inna jabinahu layatafassadu araqa. He said that, she says, that I saw that as a result of this wahy, the greatness of the wahy that was being revealed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that sweat was pouring out of his forehead. Sweat was pouring out of his forehead. On a very cold day. On a very cold day. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in says that we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at times sitting on a camel. And while sat on a camel, Jibreel used to come with the wahy. And the camel could not bear the weight of that wahy. Imagine the weight of that wahy on the body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the weight of the wahy on our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's weight on the camel could not bear the weight and the camel would sit down, would be compelled to sit down. So to explain to people, I say that this is another ihsan and favor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, that he became an adapter for us. If he did not become an adapter, we would not have been able to bear the weight of the Quran. So he bore all the weight and we are able to recite the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. And acquire all the spiritual benefits. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the recipient. Who is Sayyidul Bashar, Sayyidul Mursaleen, the best human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. Below Allah, above everyone. Below Allah, above everyone, including Jibreel and Mikael and Israfil and Israel. Including Adam and Isa and Ibrahim and Musa and Harun. Khuda se to kam, below Allah aur sab se ala, above everyone. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala, do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more virtuous and more greater than anyone who exists on this earth or in the heavens. And Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed His word, the best book. So the book is the best book. And revealed upon the best human through the best angel. During the best month, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzira fihi al-Quran. During the best night, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So the whole Quran from Lawhi Mahfuz to Baytul Izza was revealed during the night of Qadr. And the first wahy that was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was during the night of Qadr also. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Best book sent by the Creator with the best angel upon the best human, during the best month, during the best night, in the best of the places, Makkah, Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilaik. It is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a book, Mubarak, full of blessings. Full of blessings. Read the book, blessings. Understand the book, blessings. Follow the teachings of the book, blessings. And my friends, I would urge all of you, as I mentioned this word earlier, Mushaf. The glorious Quran that we see in written form, in book form, is known as Mushaf. Please, try to read the Quran from the Mushaf. Read from the mobile only when necessary. Because there is a difference between a mobile and a Mushaf. There is a difference between a mobile and a Mushaf. Mobile has so many things in it, and Mushaf is nothing but Mushaf. Mushaf is nothing but Quran. So it's human nature that as soon as Mushaf comes in your hand, your body language changes. Even if you are busy talking to somebody, as soon as Mushaf is placed in your hands, your body will experience adab. And the same will not happen with a mobile. See the people who recite the Quran from a mobile, even in the masjid. You will not see that humbleness that you will see in that person who is reciting from the Mushaf. I am not discouraging you to recite Quran or Ad'iya from the mobiles, because sometimes it's a facility. Facility in the sense that you are traveling from here to London. And today you are going to be very, very busy, because you have left immediately after Fajr Salat and you are going to return at 11, 12 o'clock at night, and you are not going to find that slot to complete your recitation of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, in the car, use the mobile. In the train, use the mobile. In aeroplane, use the mobile. But at home, in the masjid, use the Mushaf. Use the Mushaf. Use the Mushaf, my friends. And sometimes when we are reciting the Quran or Ad'iya from our mobiles in the masjid, those people who are unaware may feel that we are using social media in the masjid, and that will encourage other people who do not have that level of ilm to do wrong things in the masjid. That is also, I always tell ulama that please, never use mobile set in the masjid for Quran or anything, because when people see you, oh, Mufti Sahib was using his mobile in the masjid, Maulana Sahib, Imam Sahib was using. My friends, we need to try to safeguard our deen as much as possible. And we need to create barriers whereby no harm comes to our deen. It is permissible, this is jais, it's jais, it doesn't really matter, it's only mustahab, it's only adab. No. When we decorate our homes, we don't say it's only a decoration. No, we don't say that. It's only a decoration. So we don't need a rug. It's only a decoration. We don't need a chandelier. It's only a decoration. We don't need wallpapers. It's only a decoration. No, we never say that. These things are very important. So if these decorations are very important for our home, then are decorations not important for our spiritual life? Are decorations not important for our deen? Are decorations not important for our Jannah and Akhirat? Mubarak. Allah says it is a book. Blessed is not the translation of barakah. Barakah. That is the nearest meaning that you can get to. Barakah. Barakah means barakah. One who acquires barakah, he acquires the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. So this book is full of barakah. That means one who attaches himself to this book will also become mubarak. He will acquire the barakat of this world and the hereafter. So in the initial kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced his kitab. Allah has introduced his kitab. What is this kitab? Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. And after introduction, Allah is saying, now that you have understood that it is great, and you have understood it is my kalam, and you have understood that whoever attaches himself to this great book will also become mubarak. So how do you attach yourself? فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. By doing two things. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. By following those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, and by abstaining from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made prohibited. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow the do's. وَاتَّقُوا. And abstain from the don'ts. This great book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Great book. And it is Mubarak. full of barakah. And the one who connects himself to this Mubarak book, he also will become Mubarak. So how can I connect myself to this book? So Allah says, فَاتَّبِوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. By carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. By carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. How can I carry out the do's of the Quran and abstain from the don'ts of the Quran if I don't understand the Quran? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating here that you will become Mubarak by carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. And in order to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, you have to read the Quran and understand the Quran. The doctor will say to you and me that you have suffered from angina, so every day in the morning have oat for your breakfast. Porridge, oat porridge for your breakfast. He will not say that cook and then have oat for porridge. Have porridge, oat porridge in the morning automatically means that you cook and then you consume. So Allah says that follow the do's and abstain from the don'ts. That automatically means that understand the Quran. So you know what are the do's and what are the don'ts. And in order to understand, we have to read the Quran. We have to read the Quran. We have to read the Quran. There are those who will be able to understand the Quran directly without anybody's help. And these are the ulama. The ulama. Because they have gone through a vigorous training of 6 years, 8 years. So they know the references. They know how to study the Quran. They know which books to refer to in order to understand the Quran and in order to remove the questions that are arising in the mind. So the ulama will understand the Quran themselves by referring to the books of tafasir, authentic books of tafasir. Even the ulama cannot interpret the Quran with their own whims and desires. Their interpretation has to be in line with what has already been written. What has already been conveyed by the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Taba Tabi'in and the ulama of the Ummah and the Mufassirun. The ulama cannot just open the Quran, read a verse from the Quran and translate the Quran and whatever comes in the mind he translates. No, it is not permissible. If it is not permissible for ulama to do that, then how can it be permissible for non-ulama to just read the translation and then go into the tafsir of the Quran? So the ulama will refer to the references of the tafsir and interpret the Quran for themselves and also for the people. And the people, they will recite the Quran. They will read the Quran to acquire the barakat of reciting the Quran and the rewards of reciting the Quran, and they will sit in the company of the ulama who will make preparations and explain Quran to them. This is where dars of the Quran's importance comes in. The durus of the Quran in masajid is very, very important. We don't pay attention to these durus of the Quran. Dars of Quran is an activity that takes place in the masjid. It's for people to sit and acquire reward. No. The durus of the Quran and the durus of ahadith in the masjid are programs through which we are able to understand the message of our Creator and message of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Friends, think for a moment. These elderly members of the community, some of them in their 60s, maybe 70s, 60s, 70s, I am in my 50s. We all need to think. Even those who are in their 20s and 30s, that I have learned Suratul Fatiha, one of the first things I did when I was a child, all of us, Suratul Fatiha. That is the first surah that we are taught. Maybe Suratul Ikhlas first and then Suratul Fatiha. It is one of the first things we learn. So I have learned Suratul Fatiha when I was 3 years old, 4 years old. And I have been reciting Suratul Fatiha in every rakat. But have I understood the message of Suratul Fatiha? How appalling. 20 years have passed, 25 years have passed, 30 years have passed, 40 years have passed, and we still have not understood the message of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Imagine our beloved writes a letter to us, and that beloved meets us after 1 week, just 1 week. And we say, I have not been able to read your letter. We say that I love you very much. You are my best friend. Wife, husband, friend, parents, children. And we say, I haven't. Or the letter was written in English and I am not familiar with English. So I say, I have received your letter, but I haven't had the time to find somebody who can explain to me the contents of the letter. Imagine how that person will feel. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah when we are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say that, oh Allah, I could not find time to understand your message. I could not find time to understand your message, understand your Quran. If there is a Quran is taking place in this masjid, there is a Quran is taking place, Mufti Sahib is saying, please participate. Please participate. Please participate. Please participate. It's a blessing. There are so many masajid throughout the world where Dars-e-Quran is not taking place. People don't even know what Dars-e-Quran is. Here, you have an imam who is competent, alhamdulillah. He is a competent person and he is a person who is passionate as far as academic aspect of deen is concerned. Sit in his and other masajid, wherever you feel inclined. Even in Leicester, I say when I am speaking from my member that I'm not saying come to the Islamic Dawah Academy. Wherever you feel inclined, but please try to understand the message of Allah. Try to connect yourself to Quran. You will find so much benefit. The Dars-e-Quran will strengthen your Aqeedah so much. Aqeedah, which is the foundation. And it will create within you the zeal to strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will create within you the zeal to suppress your unlawful desires. It will create within you the zeal to safeguard yourself from the fire of Jahannam and to be deserving of the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will make following the deen easy for you. When you will come across the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam of the past, how they endured in the face of difficulties. So we have to understand the Quran. What does the ulama have to do? In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْكِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ وَمَا يَعْكِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we bring in the Quran similitudes. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ, for the people. We mention in the Quran similitudes, examples in the Quran, so people are able to understand. And Allah further says, وَمَا يَعْكِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Only the people of ilm will be able to understand. Only the people of ilm will be able to understand. So those people who become ulama, who graduate as ulama, but after graduating as ulama, do not remain in contact with the tafsir of the Quran, and they find themselves in this predicament after 10 years or 15 years, that they are reciting the Quran, but they are not understanding the verses of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. Then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not ulama. Because Allah says that those people who have ilm, the ulama will understand the amsal and the similitude and the examples of the Quran. Our pious predecessors, whenever reciting the Quran and whilst reciting the Quran, if they came across a verse from the Quran where they got confused, they would get worried. They would get worried that, am I not from amongst the ulama in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because I am not able to understand. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, رُبَّمَا تَعْلَاتُ عَلَى الْآيَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ مِئَةَ تَفْسِيرَةٍ. There have been instances in my life when I was not satisfied with the tafsir of a particular verse of the Quran. Just one verse. And he said, in order to bring satisfaction, clarity to my heart and mind, sometimes something is very clear, it is very clearly explained, but the heart does not find satisfaction. You feel that, no, there is still something missing. Something. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah says that, on various occasions I found myself studying 100 tafsirs. 100, I referred to 100, 100 tafsir, in order to understand this one verse from the glorious Quran. Why did Ibn Taymiyyah do this? Because Ibn Taymiyyah knew that this Quran is a letter from my beloved Allah. And I need to understand each and every letter and each and every hint of my beloved. If only we understood that this is a letter from my Creator. This is a letter from my beloved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, my friend. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says, I have mentioned this before as well, I think, in this masjid, that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that a letter comes to you from your beloved. A letter comes to you from your beloved in a language which you do not understand. You cannot rest in peace until you get somebody to translate it for you, somebody to interpret it for you. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, this letter is a letter of a creation to a creation. This letter that you have received, it's a letter of a creation to a creation. And it will have either of two messages, either a message of happiness or a message of grief. So and so is getting married. So and so has graduated. So and so has been blessed with a child. Or grief, somebody has passed away. Somebody has been diagnosed with cancer. Message of happiness or message of grief? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, this message of happiness and message of grief, is this happiness everlasting? Is this grief everlasting? Somebody has passed away in a car accident. Grief. Message of grief. This grief has come upon our heart and mind. For how long will this grief remain? 1 month, 1 year, 2 years. Most until we die. After die there will be no grief because we will meet that person in the hereafter. So temporary grief and temporary happiness. Not indefinite grief, not indefinite happiness. Definite happiness and definite grief. So message of definite grief or message of definite happiness. Limited happiness, limited grief. So it's a letter of a creation to another creation, containing either of two messages. A message of limited grief or message of limited happiness. Despite that, you cannot sit in peace. We receive letters when 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. Before Zohar, we will make sure that we know the message. I remember in my childhood when I was in my village Bhoria. Once in a while, we used to receive a telegram from the UK or South Africa from relatives. Once in a while. And normally people would send some message through a telegram if somebody passed away. It was always a news of grief. Somebody has passed away. Somebody has expired. This is the message that... But in Bhoria, nobody knew English. So if a person received a telegram, that meant it was something very important. So the whole village used to gather in that person's house. And immediately they would find a worker and they would say that go to Valvada or go here, go Bardoli, go this place where somebody was able to understand little bit of English. So it would take him about 2 hours to go, 2 hours to come back, and everybody is waiting here to know the message that the telegram contained. This is our condition when we receive a letter from a creation. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, here is a letter from the Creator to the creation. Quran is a letter from the Creator to the creation. It also contains two messages. Message of grief and message of happiness. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار. Success of the hereafter, message of happiness, and failure of the hereafter, message of grief. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, one difference is that here it is a letter from the creation to the creation, and here a letter from the creator to the creation. And the other difference is message of limited grief, message of limited happiness. Whereas here, message of indefinite happiness and message of indefinite grief. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. They will remain in it forever and ever. But Imam Ghazali says, how deplorable, despite that you do not have the time to understand that message. I am concluding now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this book to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a blessed book, book full of barakah. And the one who associates himself or connects himself to this book will also become mubarak. But what will he, how does he connect? So the first part is, what is this book? And the second part is, what does one have to do to connect himself to the book? So what is this book? What do we have to do? How do we do it? By reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, and by following the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do that, you will become mubarak. You will become full of barakah. Your life will become full of barakah. And when you become mubarak, la'allakum turhamun, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon you from all four directions. So if I as an individual was to do this, then I as an individual will become mubarak. And upon me as an individual, the mercies will descend. And if we all as a ummah were to become mubarak by following the do's of the Quran and abstaining from the don'ts of the Quran, then we as a whole, like the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, will become mubarak, and the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon the whole ummah. This is the solution to all our problems. This is the solution to all our problems. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran. My friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, from today, we will read the Quran on a daily basis. Daily basis. The Huffaz should recite 3 juz, majority of which should be in Salat. 3 juz, majority of which should be in Salat. Salat, 4 rakat sunnah before Zohar, 2 rakat sunnah and 2 rakat nafal after Zohar, 4 rakat sunnah before Asar, 2 rakat sunnah, 2 rakat nafal after Maghrib, in Salat. 3 juz. If not 3, 2. If not 2, then let us begin with 1 or half at least the Huffaz. And if we are unable to recite majority of the 3 juz in Salah, then there is an easy way. Let us read quarter 12 times. So it's 3 juz and it will be easier as well. And if we continue with this cycle, then before we know, we will be able to recite half juz 6 times. And before we know, we will be able to recite 3 juz 1 time daily. Easy method. And the non-huffaz need to recite 1 juz on a daily basis. Let us allocate time. That this time is for the recitation of the Quran. If we allocate time, for example, after Asr, first I will read the Quran and then leave the masjid. After Fajr, I will read Surah Yasin Sharif, and thereafter I will read the Quran and then leave the masjid. If you allocate time and if you make a firm resolution, inshallah, nothing will come in your way. Nothing will come in your way. Our children, they regularly go to madrasa, they regularly go to schools. Nothing come in their way. We regularly go to work. Why? Because we have fixed times. Fixed time. Let us fix time for Quran also. And if we are unable to read a whole juz, those of us who are already reciting whole juz, alhamdulillah. But if we are unable to, let us try 3 quarter. Let us try half. If not half, let us try quarter daily. And if we are very busy or very lazy, then let us begin with one ruku or one page daily, with the intention of increasing this quantity to one juz, inshallah. And let us also try to sit in the Darse Quran program and try to understand. And whenever we come to the programs of the ulama in the Darse Quran or the Juma Bayan, let us come with an open heart that I want to study my life today. I want to see my life. I want to see myself in the mirror of what the speaker is going to say today. And I want to rectify myself. My friends, life is too short. Before we depart from this world, let us make sure that we find faults in our lives and we rectify those faults so that we are able to show our face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these four individuals of the ummah, and may Allah give them the tawfiq to retain these words in their hearts until they breathe their last. And may Allah give them the tawfiq to become ulama so they are able to understand the Quran also. And thereafter may Allah give them the tawfiq to become the khuddam of the Quran. That their only occupation is learn the Quran, teach the Quran, learn the Quran, teach the Quran, and become worthy of this glad tiding of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. May Allah accept them for the leadership of the ummah. And may Allah make them sadaqah jariyah for their parents, for their families, for their teachers, for everyone who has put effort behind them. And may Allah make them sadaqah jariyah for all of us, for the whole ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم اغفر لي وللمؤمنين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O the most merciful have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our relatives. Forgive the sins of our dear ones, near ones. Forgive the sins of all our associates. Forgive the sins of all the whole ummah. O أرحم الراحمين forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O أرحم الراحمين forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O أرحم الراحمين grant forgiveness to the whole ummah. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. O أرحم الراحمين grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on sirat mustaqim. O أرحم الراحمين O أرحم الراحمين O أرحم الراحمين sitting in your beloved house, we make a firm resolution to you that we will not disobey you from today. O أرحم الراحمين and if we overcome by shaitan and nafs sleep, we will immediately repent. O أرحم الراحمين grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on this resolution and grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on this tawbah. O أرحم الراحمين enlighten our hearts with the light of taqwa. Enlighten our hearts with the light of taqwa. Enlighten our hearts with the light of taqwa. Enlighten our hearts with your recognition. Enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O أرحم الراحمين enlighten our hearts with the love of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O أرحم الراحمين وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Grant us the tawfiq to recite the glorious Qur'an daily. Grant us the tawfiq to understand the message of the Qur'an. Grant us the tawfiq to follow the do's of the Qur'an and abstain from the don'ts of the Qur'an. وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Make us from the people of the Qur'an. Make us from the people of the Qur'an. Make us from the people of the Qur'an. O Allah, make us from the select people of yours. O Rahmur Rahim, make us from the select people of yours. O Rahmur Rahim, make us from the select people of yours. O Rahmur Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to acquire your pleasure. O Rahmur Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases you. Grant us the tawfiq to carry out everything that pleases you. O Rahmur Rahim, instill in our hearts the hatred for your disobedience. Instill in our hearts the inclination for your obedience. O Rahmur Rahim, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us with Iman. Ilaha Alameen, keep us steadfast on Iman. And when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Ilaha Alameen, when we are departing, make us depart with the Kalima. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, emanating from our tongues. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant us a good departure. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant us a good departure. Grant us a good departure. Grant us a departure with your pleasure. O Rahmur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. Save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Rahmur Rahimeen, make the reckoning easy for us. Make the pul sirat easy for us. Grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Rahmur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Ilaha Alameen, without any account. Ilaha Alameen, grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Rahmur Rahimeen, adorn our hearts with good traits. Ilaha Alameen, remove evil traits from our hearts. Ilaha Alameen, adorn our lives with good amal. Ilaha Alameen, remove evil amals from our lives. O Rahmur Rahimeen, include us amongst your most beloved ones. Include us amongst your awliya. Include us amongst your special friends. O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant us the khair of this world and the hereafter. Save us from the share of this world and the hereafter. O Rahmur Rahimeen, the four students who have completed the glorious Quran today, grant them acceptance in your court. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant them acceptance in your court. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant them eternal acceptance. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant them the tawfiq to keep the Quran to memory until they breathe their last. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant them the tawfiq to understand the meaning of the Quran. O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant them the tawfiq to propagate the message of the Quran throughout the world. O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, every good which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. Every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge. O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, grant the sick cure from every illness. O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, O Rahmur Rahimeen, fulfill all our needs of this world and also the hereafter. O Rahmur Rahimeen, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever we were unable to ask from you, but which is beneficial for us from the aspect of this world or the hereafter, grant it to us. O Rahmur Rahimeen, accept our prayers. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.